Seen in the Hargosh or not. Rabbi Tugman pointed out that the Machtzis HaShekel, when he writes, understands the pshat of the Kula, that we're not told to go the Kula, that's on the case of when it was Vaday Dam Nida, and then he's saying, well, Argasha, we say Lo Argasha, but in the case where it would be Tomei, in other words, then you wouldn't say, in other words, that it's a kesem. It would be a riyah mamish, which is not like what we said. So we make that correction. But lemaisa, if you say lekula, then perhaps, you know, a lot of the cases that after hatolos mei raglayim, then they wouldn't be shy of a deraisa. Then if it was a question of a drabbanon on the fate of a kabbal tumma, so then it would be muteris. Okay. Today we start the din of kesem. So we say that a kesem ostensibly is a stain. That's the literal word in Hebrew. Some stains. So the simple pshat is that a kesem means that it's outside the guf. You don't have a kesem inside the body. You know, some Rabbi Shechter quotes, Rabbi Willer quotes Rabbi Shechter, maybe you can have a kesem inside, but that, maybe Rabbi Avad Yosef will quote, but the Pashup Shad is there's no such thing as a kesem inside the body. A kesem means there's a stain on the leg, on the clothing, etc. And what makes it a kesem and not a riyah is because there was no hargasha. If there would be hargasha, then that would be a riyah, even if there would be a little bit. Right? So therefore, if a woman sees a stain, so then she normally will see a stain on the underwear, on the stockings, on the leg, something like that. And then we would have to, and she didn't have a hargasha, if she didn't have a hargasha, but, right? If she did, then that wouldn't be a kesem. In other words, it has to be, again, chutz laguf and b'li hargasha. You need those two things. Now, the halacha is that a kesem has three kulas, that you don't have, number one, it has to be a certain shear. It has to be the shear of a grisva od, which is a very exact shear. We'll have a whole packet on how they were Mishaya, you know, the Mil Tztaka. Chasam Sofer says the Mil Tztaka was Tareach Harbe Me'od. It's exactly what is a kesem. This is exact shear. Now, the Rebbe has a whole tshuva on the... on this as well, and others. I follow the sheet of like my body says, it's a nickel, it's a share of a nickel, so if it was less than a nickel, then it would be muteris. Others have a share of a penny, others have a share of a dime, others have a even Yonis and Steif at one point in the Shas HaPchach when it was making up to a quarter. Okay, but you get the general picture. But
the gris means barley?
Yeah. Yeah, and when we get to the packet of how to cut the, now we're just talking in a general sense. How they exactly measured it, we'll have a packet on that. So if it's a kesem, then if it's less than a gris, then it's muta legamri. In other words, it's found outside the body, it's found it's no hargasha, then it qualifies to be a kesem. Once you qualify to be a kesem, then you qualify to be part of the three kulas. Namely, if it's less than a nickel, then it's mutter, legamrei. So it's kesem is only drabonim. But the coolers make it from a derabanan to a mutter. So if it's less than a nickel, then it's mutter lagamre. If it's found on tzivonim, on a colored garment, it's mutter lagamre. And if it's found on something that's not mekabel tova, it's mutter lagamre. So therefore, one second. So therefore, we tell women, again, this is, I'm just speaking generally, before we get, we tell women that they should wear tzivonim, colored garments, colored underwear throughout the month, except for the Zayin Nikiyim, where we're white, because the Vilna Gaon says, since the Gemara calls it Yemei Libu Na'a, so it has to be Lavan, it has to be white. So there's an obligation. We're white. That since the Gemara in Shabbos calls the Zaydikim Yimei Libu Na'a, so that implies that the white days. So the white days, you wear white.
That's just for Ashkenazim or Sephardim also should wear white.
The simple shot, all of the Jewish people should wear white.
According to the Gemara.
Yeah, all the Jewish people should wear white. The Chiddush of Levonim is not from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon did not discover Levonim. The Vilna Gaon just explains where the later sources got it from. Namely, from the Gemara. It says he made Libunah. So the Vilna Gaon just says that's where they got it from. The Vilna Gaon was not machadish the din. Okay, so that's the so again, if it's less than, in other words, all you need is one cooler of the three, and then you put the lagamri. Either you have the cooler that it's less than gris, you have a cooler that it's not on levanim, it's on sivonim. And you have the cooler that it's on something that was not mekabel tuma, which we assume that Rav Moshe Paskin, that anything that's disposable is not mekabel tuma. So therefore, if you have a liner, a pad, which is, you know, disposable, it's not reused, you use it and then you throw it out, you use a new one. So, you know, so then that's not mekabel tuma. So if it's not mekabel tuma and you have a kesem on it, even if the kesem, in other words, the last two coolers of tzivonim and ain't a mekabel tuma, is even if the kesem is more than a gris, your mutter. But for shteitzich, once, in other words, no one could say, like Rav Shechter pointed out, no one could say, well, I have a good way to not go to the mikveh anymore. I'll just wear
the woman in blue underwear.
Right, like Shechter pointed out, the woman in blue underwear said, I just wear blue underwear, I don't go to the mikvah, I just wear a liner, I don't go to the mikvah. So that's obviously wrong. Why is it wrong? See, it's either wrong because we assume that once she gets her period, so that's riboy dam, and therefore this was some hargasha there. Or you can assume that maybe it's not a necessary hagasha, but once it's so much dam, then there's no tliya that it came me'alma. So we have to see that, and therefore maybe it's at least a nida d'rabbana, which we'll talk about. But obviously, no one could say that, you know, the way to an alternative to the mikveh is just wearing tzivonim. That is not a nitan le'omer. It's not a shita. It's not, you know, there's certain things, you know, in halacha, there are a lot of coolers. There are coolers, the chumras, and then there are things that are just outside the pale and not nitan le'omer klal.
Much more than a kesem, than a kagris, because it has to be for a regular
ian,
right?
Right, so again, this is, you see, the shear gris is a very exact shear. It's very exact. The Chasam Sofer says that the Me'il Stucco was Toreach Harbe tirchos to the shy exact. The shear of what we call aria, so is not an exact. It is not an exact, you know, science. Some say that it's whatever harigilus is. That's one. That would be one, some about of all of them. Whatever harigilus is, she's a woman who gets a big period, so she gets a smaller. Whatever harigilus is. Well, some say no, it's within, you know, some say it's half a paper dollar bill, you know, half, you know. Again, these are not halacha l'moshe b'sinais. You know, some say that, some Rambani used to tell me 6 quarters. Again, these are not halacha l'moshe b'sinais. I'm just telling you what ribui dam is. I don't tell you the necessarily. We should have said
no, but the shear of ribui dam.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Right. Rabbi Shechter, is he talking about lechatchila, don't wear tzibonim, but if so happens she wore tzibonim, then if she says she's a kesem, she could be tolled? Or is Rabbi Shechter talking only about Yemei Libuna? What is he talking about?
Slowly.
Okay.
Nothing to really to do with Rabbi Shechter.
Okay.
It has to do with Rabbi Shechter was just saying that a woman came, supposedly asked him, you know, oh, if I just wear colored, you know, does it mean I don't have to go to the mikvah or something along those lines?
Okay.
He's not saying a chiddush here. Obviously, she has to go to the mikvah. He was just trying to say, so what's the definition? How do you define it? That was what he was trying to explain. So he has an article about hormones or non-hormones, etc. But the kitzur is that when there's a kesem, you could have one of these coolers. When you don't have a kesem, so we assume that maisa, bottom line, when there's a ribui dam, there's no longer a kesem. A ribui dam is no longer a kesem. This is not a chiddush of Rabbi Shechter. This is the world. This is everybody. You know, it's very important to you know, when we attribute a chiddush to somebody, that this is his unique chiddush, or this everyone says. You know, sometimes, you know, we have to be very clear to define, is this a chiddush that this person said, and no one else says? Okay, or is, no, this is everyone says this. This is not a, in other words, if you say something that everyone says in the name of one person, it sounds, you know, strange, because this is everybody says this. What's the hesber? That's going to be different. So therefore, a woman can either wear tzivonim, or she can wear something that's not mekabel tumah, a disposable thing, which is Rav Moshe's psak, that anything disposable is not mekabel tumah. Is it everyone's psak? No. It was Rav Yashiv is machmir in this thing, etc. And Rav David Feinstein once told me in the sukkah, he told me that even Rav Moshe in the earlier years didn't necessarily, you know, that anything that's mekabel, not anything disposable is not, like he would be looking at, you know. So Rabbi Welcher, I was once at a wedding with Rabbi Welcher from Kew Garden Hills, and he would say that Rabbi Moshe would sometimes look at tissues to see the color. I asked Rabbi David about that. Rabbi David said, yeah, originally he wasn't Makriya 100% that it wasn't, so he wanted to see the color, since maybe it was two tzirufim together, whatever it was. And then in later years, he was just making the shofi that anything that's not anything disposable is not mekabel tumah, so therefore it would totally be mutter.
Right, it's disposable regardless of what it's made of.
It's disposable, right? Something disposable. So so you have tissue is a classic example of something that's disposable. You use it once, twice, and then you throw it out. So that's the idea. Now, yeah. Again, now there is a important discussion here. Between the Mil Tzedakah and the Sidrei Tara on page 16. The Mil Tzedakah is a classic achron. And it's Tshuva Sefer. And they're very, it's not only a Nida, but it's there's some very famous Tshuvas regarding Nida. Whereas the Mil Tzedakah, like if you learn Hilchot Nida and you don't know all the shitas of the Mil Tzedakah, then you'll be looked at as a person who didn't learn Hilchot Nida. Okay, so the Mil Tzedakah is the bread and butter of Nida. You know, sometimes we may paskin like it, sometimes we may not paskin like it, but you always have to talk about the Mil Tzedakah shitas when you come to Hilchos Nida. Now, let's talk about the Shia Gris. So what's the idea of the Shia Gris? So the idea of the Shia Gris is that if it's less than a gris, then we can assume that maybe it didn't come from the woman. Because why? Because you had Mizman Chazal, I mean, we also have it today. I mean, people move out of their apartments sometimes because of bed bugs. So it's not like the bed bugs are extinct, but unfortunately. But, have these exterminators advertised. That's a big yisod in Shalom Bayis, you should know, is having a good exterminator in your house. Yeah, that's a good Eitz Tova, the Mashmalon. Because the buildings usually have exterminators, but those exterminators usually don't exterminate too much. You got to get a real pro for those. Knows the umbus. So if it's less than a gris, then very likely it came from one of these bed bugs. So it wasn't damnida. If it was a gris or more, then the bed bugs aren't so big. So it's not coming from the bed bugs, it's coming from her. So this is the way, some of them operate. Now, the Chasam Sofer says on page 9.
Yeah. What is the?
Excuse me.
Is that what the interview was for? Is that what the
meal? No. I didn't say it over yet what the Mil Tzedakah says. I'm about to say it, but I decided that before I say the Mil Tzedakah, I'm going to show you something in the Chasam Sofer from page 9. Chasam Sofer is, you have to know all the Chasam Sofers as well. If you want to say that you learned Hilchos Nida.
We need to know everything, basically.
Yeah, I know everything, but some things are, in other words, not knowing a Noda Behuda or Chasam Sofer or Mil Tzedakah is like, if you don't know it, that's like, I don't want to use, you fill in the blank, whatever you want to fill in. But see, others are more obscure, whatever. Okay, you never heard of that sheet, okay. But this is the bread and butter. Usually, basically, it's the things that the Piskei Tshuva quotes. They know the Behudas and the Chasam Sofers and the Rebbe Kivei. These things like, you gotta know. It's not shaykh. You don't know a Noda Behuda. You don't know a Chasam Sofer. You don't know a Truma Sadeshin. You don't know.
Shabbos Glass.
Yeah. Okay. So he says like this. There is a... He quotes the sheet of the Ravid. He says, Harav of Bezdin, on page 9, Havasvila Dolmut Chsobim Ola Lataris. Right? In other words, the Ravid Shita, I can show it to you inside, says that the concept of Chsobim doesn't apply to husband and wife. There's the whole assumption that we're going to be learning is if you have a kesem and you don't have one of these three coolers, then you're also midrabbanan to your spouse. Right? But the Ravid Shita is no. It's only a din that the woman has a kesem, she can't eat or touch taros. But it's not.
It couldn't be the Ravid because the next time it's the Ravid, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so there are different people that are called the Ravid. You understand that there are like several people who go under that title. It's either Rav Bezdin or Rav Avraham Ben Dov, you know, you have different reasons why you call yourself the Ravid. So Mekitza, the Rav Bezdin, Hamsfil, Lomro, Kusamba, Melo, Taras, Lomaila. That's one Ravid. But the other Ravid says, what do you mean? The Gemara says, He says, in other words, that Ravid held, the common Ravid, he says, no, the original Ravid is right. Originally, the purpose of the Isser of Ksabim would have to do with Taras. But once they made it also Lataras, they made it also Labaila. So even though today we don't have Taras anymore, but since they extended it from Taras Labaila, in other words, it's a Dovashim B'minyan. Dovashim B'minyan means when the Chachamim get together and have a rabbinic convention and they vote and they make a Takana. That's a Dovashim B'minyan. Nimnu V'gomru.
And even if the reason for
not finding more... Right. So even like Rosh Hashanah always points out for the Gemara Beitza, even though the reason might have fallen off, but we still follow that Dovashim B'minyan. Unless a Bezdin that's greater is going to come and repeal it, which we don't have today. You understand? So, like the example of Shechta gives, like Refuah B'Shabbos. Like even though Refuah B'Shabbos... the reason doesn't really apply, Ms. Mona, is that you're going to take a pill and you're going to go with the ground herbs. It doesn't really apply, but that's what Shechta pointed out, that's what the Gemara says. It's Dovashim B'minyan. So when a Bezdin comes, that's Gadol B'chochma B'minyan, then they'll be able to repeal it, but it doesn't go off by itself.
What's the
effect?
What's the
effort
for not washing
Mona Maronim today? Well, certain things were Mishim Sakana, so it was already... Okay. So therefore, once they extended it from Taros to Baila, even though the original reason was for the Taros, right? So you could say it doesn't make sense to just have the Taros and not the Baila. So we've extended to Baila. But now Taros doesn't exist. So maybe Baila should go off. And it should be put on the Baila like that original Ravid. So he says, no, and once they made a Dovash, they nimdu v'gomru, even though the reason of Baila was really to protect the Taras, but, you know, nimdu v'gomru, and therefore where we maintain the halacha. So then he says, in Chasim Sofer, because we have a cooler today. That if you have a little dam, a kesem, but it's less than a gris, you're mutter. Even though today, Mizmanein Loshkechad Makolos Gai Gavna. In other words, the Makolos is not, maybe so big that, you know, could be that even less than a gris, it would still be a shear of what? Of nida. You know, maybe Makolos is today a smaller and therefore even less than a gris. You know, and maybe it could still, different sizes, whatever, and it could still be dam nida, even less than a. Whereas, even though today maybe the Makolos is a smaller, but so we can be told up to that, but maybe today we shouldn't be able to, because maybe the Makolos is smaller. So maybe even if it's less than a gris, it still won't be a Makolos, it'll be a Dam Nida. So he says, no, that was the Mitzvah Chazal, the Makolos was a certain size, and this is what they answered, Kigris. Finished. So therefore, even though maybe and today we know every woman, no one's fooling themselves to think that she has a stain in her underwear that came from a bed bug. You know, even if it's less than a gris, it didn't come from a bed bug. But that was the shear that Chachamim would koveya. It's called so. This Dover Sheba Minyan works Lakula. Usually a Dover Sheba Minyan is going to work Lakumra. This Dover Sheba Minyan works Lakula. That we'll still get that shear up to a gris to be makel on Sabbath.
If there is no. Can you explain what it means that it only affects Tara, meaning any size whatsoever?
In other words, a woman had a Kesem, she still could cohabit with her husband. But she's told me, Legame, that she can't touch, things of.
It originated as a Kumra.
Right. So if you want to see inside here, if you want to see, I should show you the original source in the Ravid. Page 6 is the Sefer. I don't know if we did it yet this year. Balei HaNefesh. This is also a classic Sefer. If you don't know the Rav and Balei HaNefesh, also you could put yourself into that category of. As I was telling you, all the Gedolei HaPoskim you have to know, but you have to know all the Rav and also the Balei HaNefesh. That's classic.
I'm noticing a thing here.
Right. today people think they learn Hilchos Nida, they buy some safer, they're all good smart, but the start to a modern contemporary thing, that's Hilchos Nida. That's Hilchos Nida if you don't have time to learn Hilchos Nida. You understand? But Hilchos Nida means you learn the Balei HaNefesh and the Ravid, and you learn the so he says, the second paragraph. He says, the first thing I want to talk about is to deal with those people that say that there's no ksamim b'zman hazeh, that it was only for taras. And he says, v'yosam ki haksamim b'drabanim, Moshe Omer b'mishna, nam yezom b'sorov, Loram Kesem. Okay, basically, the first Mishnah, Nida speaks about if a woman sees Dam, so how far back does she have to assume that Dam really was there? Say she touched Taurus 5 hours ago, so does she assume that she saw Dam now, so it only was now, or does it go back, some time ago? Just like the halacha, there's one opinion that says that you go back 24 hours. If she sees Dam now, she has to assume that it started 24 hours ago, and anything she touched within the 24 hours of Taurus became Tamei. Shem she'im e'isla is alataras kach e'ed aksamim alataras. So there is that shita, and basically that's what was called the Raiva, the Av Beis Din, and basically he comes there to argue on that shita. Okay, and to say that, and that's what the Chasam Sofer was referring to. Okay, so that's how. So Chasam Sofer explains that that shita was not totally off. That shita was right. It was originally started with Taurus, but then it was extended to Isha L'Bailo. It was a Dovah Shem B'minyan. So now, even though Taurus is no longer no Eg Mizman Hazeh, but the Isha Nidolo Chasam L'Bailo is no Eg Mizman Hazeh. So, one second. So there, and therefore, so that was the first comment of the Chasam Sofer. And the second comment of the Chasam Sofer is, once it's a Dovah Shem B'minyan, we follow the rules of the Metzias when Chazal goes there. And since the Makolas then were big enough to be having the shear of almost like a gris, so anything less than that, you assume is a Makolas, and anything more was no longer. But today, maybe we don't have such big Makolases, so therefore, even if it's maybe a half a gris, it's not a Makolas anymore. So what gives us the right to be so makel? Because Davar Shem Minyan. That's the way, that was the reality then. Chazal put their stempel on it, and that's it. So that's a very important custom so far. Yeah, Shlomo, you want to say something?
This guy from the Bali Nethek, he's arguing that since he's going to have power, he's going to have seven also, at any point. Or do you just bring that to
the proof? He's arguing with it. In other words, a shita who's coming was saying that it only applied to Taurus. That's the original shita he's quoting, that he's arguing with. Now the Balei Nefesh, he's our Ravid, the Ravid that we're always familiar with the Ravid of the Rambam, you know. So he argues with that.
So the sound of the Ravid that he quotes is agreeing with this.
Yeah, well, halacha is everyone paskins like the Balei Nefesh in this issue.
How would Balei Nefesh answer why the Rif doesn't have anything on the second neighbor?
Right, so that was part of the thing, that the Rif doesn't have anything on some, right?
Ultimately, not really some.
Right. So that was part of the discussion here. Okay, so I'll have to give an answer. So now let's look at the real stucker. Page 16. It was worthwhile digressing to the Chasam Sofer first, so so now he says like this.
So both points of the Chasam Sofer come out of the Kula.
Both points. The first point of the Chasam Sofer is a Chumrah. To explain the Raiva Chita why it's known as Mizman. Yeah, that's a Chumrah. Meaning, we still will hold on to Ksamim, Mizman Hazeh L'Baila, even though the original reason was the Taurus. And the Bible was only an extension of Lataris, and we don't have Taurus Mizman Hazeh. So he says, no, Dovah Shem B'minyan, and that's a Chumrah. The second statement of the Chasam Sofer is a Kula. No, they both have Dovah Shem B'minyan. But one, Dovah Shem B'minyan is a Chumrah to assume that it's no English in the Bible, even though the Taurus is not. And the other thing is that the Shear is Gigris, even though Mizman Hazeh, maybe even less Gigris should be the Shear.
So basically, the Chumrah is we hold by Kesem, and the Kula is we hold by Kesem.
The Chumrah is we hold by Kesem, each of the Baila, and the Kula is we still hold from the Shear of Gigris. So it says to me, I'll stop. Yes, I hear a little Mishmah Hakim Pashal on the Rav Kanir. Omer Iyat HaModah Devin Gigris. Odel Chora, Alfimai Demokil, Toys, Shabodok, Nathal. You have Efshar Lomer, the Gam Gris, Lo Sarach, So what's the pshat you need a gris? Because maybe it's a bug, right? But what if I know it's vadei migufa? What if I know it's vadei migufa? So then if it's vadei migufa, so then maybe it should be osur even what? Unless than a gris. Because the whole idea of a gris is because, you know, maybe it's a bed bug. So if it's less than a gris, it could be a bed bug. A makolos. But if I know that it's a vadei migufa,
maybe it should be
osur. It should be osur, maybe even the mashahu. So he says no. That Chachamim made the shear of gris. And that was the gzera. Even if it's vadei migufa. But if it's a bedika already, so then we're going to be machmir. Because that's not a kesem. That's a bedika. A bedika is not a kesem. Why is it a bedika kesem? Either because maybe it's a hargasha, or maybe there's no potential to have a, you know, there's a makolos there. You know, so in other words, so when it comes to ksamim, it's a low plug. At ksamim, you always get the shear of the what? Of a gris for own, even if it's vadai migufa. Because now, that's the real stuff. Becomes the Sidrei Tara on page 17.
But if it's Badami Gufa and we say that women, if they have Hagasha, they just don't really have it, so then we have something that's Badami Gufa and.
No. Let's go back to the time where the Hagashas were clear. So you had it or you didn't have it. Let's go back to that Kufa. And he's saying, if it's vadei migufa, but there's no hagasha, there was vadei migufa. So then it's mut. So then you still get the din of kesem. In other words, say you have a. So then he says like this, the Sidrei Tara on page 17. Sidrei Tara is also a very part of this classical knowledge that you have to know. You have to know all the Sidrei Taras as well. Oda Isi Milsa Tatmiya Mishut Haniska Mil Staka. Hayosu Nira Loma Nimshim Haki Pasha Leva Rabbi Chia Rabbi Yatamodah Shatarku Sa'ot Vavimadu Farsha Toysis Yamaduk Loza Yamim Hefshu Loma Gamki Grislo Tzarek. And one of the was said, Hashir Tzarek al Kol Parim, Mishim Chol Shu Pachs Migris, Vadei Lo Gosho. So that's the, all this is the Mil Tztaka. Now the next paragraph is where the Mil Tztaka, where the Sidrei Tara starts to argue with the Mil Tztaka. He says, Lo Yadati Maika Omar. Hach Nami Al Yidei Bediku Hu. Yid Omar Batka Ve'eit Shein Amodak. He came, Akadi Kasha Mai Omar Reb Chia, Yet I'm modeling. Dilma Poshel like him okay. I came in to have you eight baduk law of the yomim. Chakachay am munach mabaka mutzna, which costs of a toises. And came vade migufahi. Came into all your day medika to me. I'm assume ma. Okay. So here's a whole discussion, but then look now with the line. When he has 19 words, the chodim, the davka hecha diikin lemitli b'makolos u d'torah. Av vadei migufa dofik avogav shlo v'hagasha asya tmeya. He says no. In other words, the concept of that there's a din of what? A gris is only when there's a tliya. Only there's a possibility that it didn't come begufa. Right? But if it's vade migufa, if it's vade migufa, so then what? So then what? Then even less than a gris? Even less than a gris. So it's not a din that, this is getting about ksamim. So this is a fundamental machlokas. The Mil Tzedakah says that all ksamim is the shear of a gris. All ksamim is shear of a gris. Even if it's vadei migufa. And Sidrei Torah says no. If it's vadei migufa, then why should we have a, it's not a low plume. Then we shouldn't have a shear of a gris. Then even less than a gris.
So she's coming to Rabbanon?
Yeah, so if it's a kesef, it'll still be tummy with Rabbanon.
Well, but
were you reading?
The second line.
Shalom Bahagasha Asya Tameya. Tavka Hekadika the Middle of Macholas, who the Torah. Vade Migufa, not the Gavel of Shalom Bahagasha Asya Tameya. Hayden Losher Brysa, she met Moker Denzea, come he told Akigris. Mukha Dravka Hekadu, who suffered him Yosem Migufa, or love her.
We
say maybe he means. Johnny take the work of the midlib and call us Tamea. No, if it's without Hagash, it'll be Tamea and be the Rabban. Be the Rabban. Yeah, that's the other Sidrei Torah, right. Right. He claims certain sheets all like that, right? Okay, so the question is, so keep this in mind for a second. Now, so the question is like this: what is the status? This is like the most, one of the important shilas. What's the status of a kinuach? In other words, if a woman takes a tissue and she wipes herself, like after she goes to the bathroom, we were discussing on Monday, she wipes herself with a tissue, and let's assume the tissue is not mekabel tuma, and then lo and behold, there's blood on the tissue. This is maisim b'chol yom. So how do we view that? Is that called a... See, the class of kesem means she finds a kesem on her underwear, on her leg. That's where she found it. But this case is what we call a kinuach. She wiped herself, and lo and behold, on the tissue, there's blood. So most poskim... I shouldn't say it's hard to really say most. I mean... many poskim that I follow the halacha assume that that's called a kesem, because the maisa you found it on the tissue. Whereas if you would see blood on something and then you transfer it, that's not called a kesem. Say you see blood inside of her and then that's not a kesem. Transferring is not. Here, like the way Rav Avad Yosef explains it, is that you didn't see it till now. You didn't see it till now. When is the original Metziah? The original Metziah is on the tissue. So that's like seeing blood on the underwear or on the leg or something like that. So then we would say that since the tissue is not Mekabel Tumah, let's work with Rav Moshe's assumption. So then it would be not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore it would be Mutter, even if the blood is more than a gris. Because the kesem of something that's not Mekabel Tumah is Mutter even more than a gris.
So it's like she has a kesem group and she's transferring it onto the tissue paper?
No, Rav Avad Yosef says no. It's not transferring. Because she did something. It's not like she saw something and now she transferred it over.
No, she didn't see.
In other words, if you see some blood on a kli, there's a mekabel tumah, and then you take a tissue and you wipe it off on the tissue. So obviously you're not going to say, oh, it's on something that's not mekabel tumah, because that's ridiculous. You transferred it. No? Right? But if you didn't see it, you were just wiping it. Now you see it for the first time on something that's...
She's making a video. It's a kesem group. It's on her body, and she's taking it from there and putting on the tissue to see...
No, because she didn't see it. That's
she's
what
on the tissue for the first time.
Yeah.
But the place that it is the first time is outside of the body, where it is originally, meaning her
right,
body
right,
is
right.
Outside of the body.
Oh, so one second. So there is a tshuva from the Chayv Shefa Eifot. He's a very chashuva person. It's not the Note of Yehuda, you understand, but it's still a chashuva person. So if you didn't know the Chayv Shefa Eifot, I won't call you
okay.
You still should know it because it'll give you Havana in the understanding things. So he has a tshuva here. This is a famous tshuva on page 20. No, this is very chosh of a posik. I'm just saying, Isha Bodekas Atzma, he was from London. Mikiduach Ba'alma. Veina Machnisa Sa'ed Ba'omek. Mahu Sheyeh Alzed Din Kesem. L'hokyol Badam Hanimtza. Hakula Shemekilim Iksam. In other words, do we call it a kesem and now you'll get all the kulas of ksamim or not? So he says, well, let's go through all the different kulas. The first kula is, do you get the kula of pachas miki gris? So he says, atam poshut she'efshar lahakel bikinuach. So he had a mitarin and kesem pachas miki gris, and all the fish are told him was of makos. Aval dava shavadai ba mimkora, aval pi shabba shalom hagashavain to mosol midrabanon, Tomei gam bepachas miki gris. Because he's saying, he's working with the, what? With who? With the Sidre Tara, the what? Vada migufa, you don't get the coolers of kesem, so you don't get the cooler of what? Of gris. Now, what about Dovashayna Mekabel Tumah? He says, Gam, top line, page 20. Gam Linyan Dovashayna Mekabel Tumah, Hafel Pisha Mekesem Hanimsal Dovashayna Mekabel Tumah Tahora, Afilu Vade Bami Gufa. Right, that whole discussion between the Sidre Tara and the Mil Tzedaka was Lagabi the Sheer Gris. But he says it's still a kesem. Still a kesem. But what? But it's not, but you don't get the cool of Dover She'enu Mekabel Tumah, because Because basically what? You're transferring. In other words, he holds that you wipe yourself, so it means it was coming from her body. So it was coming from her body, so then, and now it's transferred on a tissue, so that's called transferring. In other words, he doesn't work with Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya argues with him. But he says, no, what are you talking? This is transferring. This is like taking some blood that was on a kli that's a kabbal tumma and then transferring. So this is transferring. So you don't get that kula either.
So it depends where you're
entering it from. One second. And then he says, He gives you a mushal. Isha shevchina. She sees that there's something on her thigh, but she can't see it. So she takes a tissue to wipe it off. Now she'll be able to see it. So you're going to say that she's tahora because it's a on something that's Eidah Mekabel Tumah? So basically, he's saying that if you have a, if you do kinuach, that's not called a kesem, that there was no hargasha here, so it could still be midrabanan. Right? Tadam etamin kesem, odom shenim kabo, big le sivor, afil yoshvel. So he says, no, it's transferring. So Mela, the maskana is that it's going to be Tomei Midrabanan. It's going to be Tamei Midrabanan, because this is not called a kesem. This is called, well, this is not called a kesem of Adena Mekabel Tumah. It might be a kesem, but it's not a kesem, kesem Migufa or something like that. That is Mekabel Tumah.
His kinuach is external kinuach?
Yeah, an external kinuach. He says that this is like a bedika, because it's vade migufa. It's vade migufa. So if it's vade migufa, but it's there's no chashash, there was no hargasha, and there's no chashash hargasha. It was all mibachutz. But it's vade migufa, so that's like a bedika. So you don't get the coolers of gris, and you don't get the coolers of ksamim, because it was transferred, so it's not like nimtza on a beged, and the same thing, you won't get a kolos of tzavonim, because it's not, you know, it was transferred. So mevela, you're left with a nida midrabanan.
But now
so this tshuva, Rav Aush once told me that a lot of Mora Hara follow this, you know, You know, we're, you know, used to being making on this, but, you know, in certain worlds, they're very machmir on kinuach. I just think, and this is what to say for this. This is what to say for this tshuva. Rav Avad Yosef wrote it in his sefer against it, that he felt that, no, yeah, that's the Tara Sabayas, that you can treat it. One second, let me speak. That you treat it like, he quotes here on page 22. Ulam. For easy b'shut cheshev ha'efod. Shekhazah b'pshita, shadam ha'nimtza b'kinuach tamei b'kol shehu. Tvo dam ha'nimtza b'vdika. Avo v'yishen tu m'nosa ol d'rabon. Him e'idu dova she'inu v'kabot tovu v'dova tzavua gam ki t'meya. Ah, it's only ba'omek. Because dam ha'nimtza b'kinuach. So but here's there's no tliya makolos. So and therefore and you can't say it's ainu makabel tuma because it's you transferred it, you just transferred it. So basically in a chanami it'll be midrabanan because there's no chashash. Hargasha here, there was no Hargasha, there was no Suffolk Hargasha, there was no camouflage, it was all Mibachutz, but still, a need of Midrabanan. That's a big yisod. People don't realize that there can be a need of Neraisa, there can be a Kesem, and then there can be a middle category. Well, need of Midrabanan. And that's what the Sidrei Tara and the Neil Tzedaka were assuming, that there could be a need of Midrabanan, and the question is, will we still have that case when it's less than a gris, when it's vayde migufa? But it's still going to be needed in a modern vayde migufa. So he would say that if a woman does a kinuach, or maybe a woman has a pad next to her body, that's vayde migufa. So therefore, she would be tmeya midrabanan, and she wouldn't get any of the kulas. Of Eina Makabel Tuma or Tzavonim or these things. So, but the way that many hold the halacha, that's how I tell people, is to be mekel in this. And I'm not one second, let me just say it, and then you could. To assume that it's considered a kesem, and it's not considered vade migufa also. And that's what Moshe writes. Moshe has a piece here that says when she's doing a chinuach, let's see if it's here. That she's not doing it, she's wiping all around, she's not just wiping that one spot. So therefore, since she's not just wiping that one spot, so then you can say that that's not considered vade migufa. He says on page 19, "Vi shekoncha atzma b'osu mokum beit abodu gumatzu dam pachas mikigris." Feel me shechiv the inuklum da yevshal tzamtzer. Borosh anoga kinuach gam tzvius osu mokum. He says, Rav Moshe says the kinuach is not only by the hole where the blood's coming out; it's the general area. So therefore, lachein hu kechol kesem shalom b'hagasha. What he's saying, in other words, the Keshav Eifod is saying that when you do kinuach, that's called Vadi Migufa. So it's Vadi Migufa, so then you don't then get the coolers. Well, you don't get the cool of Kegris, because he paskins like the Sidrei Tar. So you don't get the coolers of Kegris, and then he says you don't get the other coolers because it's transferring. Rav Moshe is working. No, it's not called transferring, like Rav Avad Yosef said. Because, so, and the word is, it's not called vada migufa, since when you wipe, you don't just wipe by the hole; you wipe in that general area. So therefore, maybe the blood was coming from outside. So we can consider it like a kesem. So one second, you can consider that it's not vada migufa. So if it's not vada migufa, you can consider it a kesem. I mean, either way, even the Chesh of Eivor admits it's only a din d'rabbanan. You can consider it a kesem that you could rely on the coolers of gris. You want to say you need a tliya? You want to say like the Sidrei Tari, you need a tliya? So you have a tliya, because it's not considered a vadei migufa once you're doing a kikinuach, because if you would just be mechavein to that one area, that just the hole, which is very hard to do. Okay, what's to say? But she's just a general wipe. That's the whole area, and Mela, therefore it's not considered vadei megufa. And then he's assuming like what Rav Avad Yosef said, that it's considered a kesem, because you don't say transferring, and therefore we make them. Rabbi Leibowitz said from Rabbi Bickel also was always a makel on tissues, on blood on tissues. So that's the way I follow, tell people that if they see blood on a tissue, as long as they didn't go inside, then they get the coolers of Samim, because we consider Kesem, and also they get all the leniencies of Ksamim. If it's colored tissue, it would be mutar. If it's not colored tissue, tissue is disposable, so it would be something that's not a kamal tumba, and it would be mutar. So that's and even if it's after urination, so also we follow the kula. Either you could say like Rav Moshe that she masked hargosh is only if she didn't finish urinating. Or you could say that we're makel on the whole mass kargasha thing as well, and therefore that's the mahalach I use to be makel in all cases of kinuach mibachutz. If it's not kinuach mibachutz, then I had a shayla yesterday. I'll tell you an up to date shayla. Somebody came to me. The couple went together, and then the man was cleaned himself off with a tissue, an aid, and then he saw something on the tissue that may potentially be problematic or not. It was after pregnancy, so it could be there's still. So I was gonna send it to a bodeka to check it out, see if there's a mark in there. But the bodeka said to me, which is a very smart lady, Lamda Shavor, she said to me. She said, are you sure that it's no good the way it is now? See, if you're sure it's no good now, so then you have nothing to lose when I look in, because you'll only gain. Because if I look in and find blood, which is right, then we're finished. Game over. Checkmate. We're finished. So if you're sure right now that it's coming, then I'll become a gunnel. I'll look inside. Because if I find a maka, great. And if I find dam, so it's no, we're not going to be any worse off than we are before. But if it's not really, you're just doing it to the chumrah, you want to check, but you're not really sure 100% that it's a problem, then if I check her, I'll make the problem for you. So she was right. So I said to the guy, come back, I want to look at it again. So it's easy. It's just easy for me to say go to the bodeket. This way, it's easy for me. If you find it. But she was right, and I was makabel what she said. And therefore, I looked at it again. And I looked at it again. I thought we could. It wasn't the word, that you could perhaps be makel, and we would make it without the that the color was not was a good enough color. Because once you found it, I'm inside. We're finished.
Unless you go with the mahalach that the Lord Lishol of Gashmi, which is all the
no. Everyone agrees that anything that's found inside is going to be osur. If it's not osur midorais, it'll be osur midorabon.
Right, right, okay.
So it's not going to.
Okay.
So, but what the woman said was.
And that would be considered transfer.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Even though he didn't see it on himself until he saw it on the tissue.
Right, but that's for sure, because he knows it's there. He wants to look at it, so it's hard for him to look at it, so he. He was cleaning himself off. I don't know. And then after he cleaned himself off, he picked up the tissue. And
so even though that's the first encounter with Adam.
Right, right. I think even.
So why is that? I intuitively see the difference. That's not.
What are we saying? It's not.
Why is that different than when she wipes herself? Yeah. Obviously, it's on her body.
Yeah, it could be that he's there. But was the question? Did he know? Right, if he knew that for sure it's a transfer.
Saying, he
if he didn't know, you think maybe he should, according to Rabbi Yosef, he should say it's no different than the woman.
Right.
Okay.
What is the case that we're saying that it's not a transfer of Rabbi Yosef?
Yeah.
What would that look like in a case that's not a transfer? I don't understand. I guess I'm asking.
It's not a question. Right, he's saying it's a transfer. Not a transfer means a woman sees dam in her underwear.
Isn't that
Adam
before though?
Right.
Didn't we say if it's made by the body, then it's, you can't.
Mm-hmm. So that's a kesem. She sees dam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one second. I think we're going to... Yes, I went over a little bit, but... Because this is such a fundamental, you know, shiur that we did today, that I want to, you know, so you can speak to Rabbi Tuchman if you have more questions. But what we spoke today is like very, very fundamental. Very, very fundamental. So so you should, if you have any questions, we'll help you. We'll see. I mean, we'll have a...
They keep it out
of it,
they keep
out of it. Yeah, didn't you kiss him to the chair? You can keep it out, but we'll probably look at the next. Yeah. Okay.